This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials say there was confusion over just what was in the sky before a deadly drone strike on American troops in Jordan this weekend, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The officials say initial accounts suggest the enemy drone may have been confused with an American drone in the air at the same time. As a result, there was no effort to shoot down the enemy drone. The attack killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens of others.
The president and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says they will do whatever is necessary to protect American troops, a day after President Biden said the U.S. shall respond. Though his administration believes Iran was behind the strike, the White House says it's not looking for war with Tehran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House said on Monday negotiations aimed at reaching a new deal with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on the release of Gaza hostages is still a work in progress.
Those discussions are ongoing. We believe they have been constructive and are moving in a good direction. Don't want to sound sanguine here. There's a lot of work left to be done.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby also said Washington is seeking a humanitarian pause in the fighting in Gaza of sufficient duration that will allow a large number of hostages to be freed. Israel's military said on Monday it will keep pressure on the city of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, which for weeks has been the focus of Israel's offensive, and says it has killed more than 2,000 Palestinian militants there. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the military spokesperson, claimed Israeli forces have so far dismantled two of four Hamas battalions around the densely populated city. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court's prosecutor says his quote-unquote clear finding is there are grounds to believe both Sudan's armed forces and paramilitary rivals are committing crimes in the western Darfur region during the country's current conflict. Sudan plunged into chaos last April when long simmering tensions between the military and the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary erupted into street battles in the capital and spread to other areas. The sudden exit of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger from the regional economic bloc ECOWAS, the Economic Community of Western African States, is raising security concerns. The three nations led by military juntas announced the withdrawal on Sunday. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
According to a joint communique issued by the military juntas of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, the withdrawal from ECOWAS after nearly half a century takes effect immediately. They said the regional bloc, under the influence of foreign powers, betrayed its founding principles and failed to aid its member states in their fight against terrorism and insecurity. But soon after the announcement, ECOWAS said it had yet to receive an official notice from the member states. The bloc said it remained committed to finding a negotiated solution to the political impasse. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Brazilian federal police on Monday searched properties linked to a son of former far-right president Jair Bolsonaro as part of a probe into suspected illegal spying on political foes during his father's term, two sources said. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
Carlos Bolsonaro is a Rio de Janeiro city councilor and was already facing a Supreme Court investigation for allegedly running a fake news factory from within the presidential palace. He's now suspected of using data illegally collected by the Brazilian Intelligence Agency, or ABIN, to track the location of private cell phones using an Israeli software called First Mile, a federal police source told Reuters. Carlos has previously denied any wrongdoing in the Supreme Court investigation. The search of his properties marks a stark escalation in the fast-moving spy probe hitting at Bolsonaro's inner circle.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. A local official says the majority of 50 passengers aboard a wooden boat that capsized on a lake in eastern Congo are presumed to be dead. The official says the boat crossing Lake Kivu was also carrying 20 bags of cement and likely sunk due to being overloaded. 10 people survived and 3 bodies have been found, and the search continues for about 37 people. Deadly boating accidents occur frequently in Congo, where crews often overload small wooden vessels. I'm Joe Ramsey.